microphone master. The most innovative, understated, put others out to pasture. Dollars up, let's get your bet. You ain't heard this much future yet. The truth is said, they love plays rock in the movement set. It's dub CNN, what can you expect? But the illest on the internet, the realest on your neck. Bang your head to the left and you just hearing the fresh. East Coast, worldwide to the south side, back to the west. Focus, focus on these microphones, hype right to your home. Abracadabra, mastery magic, bringing light to the zone. This ain't your regular radio podcast, a meeting of the minds. We are planting seedlings in the line, hip-hop feeding the blind. And with this moment in time, we hope you keep with the rhyme. And hip-hop ain't dead, aspiration is breathing, it's fine. It's time now for what you've been waiting to go live. Microphone master, J-Love, place rock, banging and fire.
Life, I've been around Crips and Bloods, Grips and Slugs, the trick of happiest thugs. Claiming the slums and all the hoods that they from. Too much of the sum, got to twist it up. Blinded in the rat race, cash straight to fake. Till Drake, the snake's too late, my eyes dilate. And I can tell them how he's straight. Coming at me sideways, get straightened up. Don't deflate your luck, give me the bucks. My cash rate going up. Looking back in the days, the maze, cause the lab rat that made it out the maze. Still feel caged and raged, though. Use the underground railroad like a runaway slave. Broke off the chain, still runway fresh. Got you on that mental plane with my project jet. I'm two steps above that nimbus cloud. My limits are slow when I'm smoking on that loud. Focus in the now when the notice is around. It's the Brooklyn sound, the profound. Biggie would be proud about, but I don't need the vet to even shout me out. Punchline, pack a pocket out, they can't box me out.
Pick up, it's a stick up, stick up. Niggas hit a nigga quick if he hiccup, hiccup. Pick up, it's a stick up, stick up. Niggas hit a nigga quick if he hiccup, hiccup. Tell me what them know about the bot, my name Joseph. Women come around, I'm looking down like they don't know shit. Word around the town is that they got the magic exploding. Hey,
I'm a child of the city, son of the streets.
Oh no, no.
And it's just a pity. They're not tough like a weed.
Oh, yeah.
And things not look pretty.
Hey.
When we got to eat, things get much deeper.
Deeper.
Oh no.
And I survived. Thank the father. Feel like I was raised by clans one order. Had to keep calm and hold my corner. Cause a straight gunshot if you cross the border. Pro era teach them the pros and cons of living in a city with a thousand dons. A thousand ghetto youths with a thousand guns. Cold-hearted killers with frozen lungs. But prayers are staff, alright, we will and come again. No one I have been gi sitting with the drum of them. Them ammunition not tougher than we power them. Lightning and thunder are devour them. Pro era teach them the pros and cons. Original chronics and Joe Badman. Now King Selassie I wear the golden crown. Get ready for the shift, we are the chosen ones. I'm a child of the city. Ooh, I'm a child of the city, son of the streets. And it's just a pity. Them not tough like a weed. And things not look pretty. When we got to eat, things get much deeper. Oh no. The belly of the beast.
I'm a child of the city, city, and our own city.
In the belly of the beast.
Things get very ugly. I got to eat. Now, every man had to stand on his own two feet. You have a rough, you have a tough, tougher than a concrete. Aye. Else them throw you in a white sheet out there.
This song goes out to all the hustlers out there. Just wanna lead a game, man, you know?
When I wake up in the morning, you know what I see? The world is a ghetto, smoking on D. My little cousin 13, strung out on E. You can't blame him, his mama on C. OKE, 27, but she look like an old lady. Grind, grind, fuck working that Old Navy. Rather slang girl and make the world go crazy. Who am I? Man, I ain't no better. Just a young nigga lost, tryna get this cheddar. Staring out the window, wishing on a shooting star. Tryna get dumb money, going by a stupid car. Pray to the Lord, tryna heal my flaws. Dialing to the heavens, hope he hear my calls. Wanna live a game, but I'm stuck and I'm trapped. So I call on my nigga Jack.
But it's calling my name. Tryna lead a gang, but it's calling my name. This rap shit'll have you in a hole like 300. Kick a black nigga down the hall like 300. Twist an eighth in the back with boy and breathe on it. Down to my last nick, bout to cop a quarter kick. All the real niggas see, I'm still out here. They like me rapping when I'm trapping, I'm a real nightmare. White tees, blue jeans, Nikes, all I wear. Lost a nigga to a gunshot, I've been there. Killed a nigga for a small amount, life ain't fair. Coke, white leather seats, 40 Glock under there. Catch a sucker in the traffic, then I'm aiming at his hair. Ran back to the game, became a millionaire. Hit a lick on my connect, I got so much shit for sale. I'm with my nigga Mike Hill, about to take the streets back. Rainbow fish, scale of coke, fill is all I know. Islam help me let it go when times get hard. It's the game that I'm running to. Many niggas die from the D that I'm running through. What would the prophet do? So I lay salam, got the world in my palm. Something about the streets got my heart in my mind. Up with the beast, fuck school, I'm on the grind. Got slap in the bins, my nigga, let's ride around. Fresh out the lab with the new shit, nigga, check out the sound.
Man, I'm riding, getting tagged, pro meth in my cup. Chain on my stomach, strap near the gut. Paranoid, can't lie, been through it all. Still here another year, yeah, I made a dog. Trying to get further without getting murdered. Mom's worried about me, ain't trying to disturb her. Got a good girl, but I really don't deserve her. Cause I'm out here doing shit that's unheard of. Trying to do right, but wrong so easy. Lie so much when I'm right, she don't believe me. Gotta stay strapped, niggas jack for the bling. So I'm riding with the jack, cause he stay on his dean. Giving me game on how to survive in the game. Said he trying to leave, but he keep calling his name. Looked him in the eye and say, bruh, do the same. Shit's fucking with my brain, I need a change.
Lead a game, but it's calling my name. Tryna lead a game, but it's calling my name.
You are listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com. I am Jay Love. I got my dudes with me. Blaze Rock, what's up?
Man, kicking and keeping it real on. Beautiful day.
Indeed, beautiful. Beautiful weekend out here in the state of Arizona. What's going on with Star Saxon? What's up with you, man?
Man, I'm on my third Lagunitas, 7.9 alcohol by volume.
Oh,
doing nice.
Man, now you're going to be coming out here to the Valley of the Sun here shortly, so hopefully I know you're going to bring your family with you, but hopefully we can link up or maybe go to a microbrewery or something like that and have a beer or something, man.
Yeah, I'm going to work on my exit plan from the family. I'm working on it right now.
I'll say this. And Rich Nix, he may not be joining us. He had an emergency come up, but I'll say this to you, man. You know, don't trip. We can always, even if we got away for a little, just a beer for 30 minutes or something like that, my wife will actually be out of town for that whole week. So she'll
turn up.
So the day you come,
you got a haul.
I wish, but so obviously I had the boys with me, and so we can roll out and link up or something like that. And, you know, we'll see. We can make it work, man.
Turn up.
So we got a cool episode planned for everybody today. But I wanted to go in and start off with a little bit of condolences. We started off the show with Joey Badass featuring Chronix, Belly of the Beast, and then we went into the Jacka calling my name. And so for those of you that weren't aware, an artist that, especially those who aren't aware of what's going on with Bay Area hip-hop, an artist by the name of the Jacka, who's really well-regarded in the Bay Area, he was killed. He was murdered this past week. And so I just want to read a little bit in it, of kind of the obituary of sorts that was run by Rolling Stone and RollingStone.com. And it was really cool, I think, the way in which they handled it. So a little bit of an excerpt from it. So I'm quoting, "Dominic the Jacket Newton, one of the most popular rappers in the San Francisco Bay Area's sprawling underground rap scene, was murdered in East Oakland, California on Monday night. He was 37 years old. Emerging in the late 90s as part of the Mob Figures Collective, the Jacka evolved into a solo star with street albums like The Jack Artist. In 2009, he scored his biggest hit, Tear Gas, which reached number 12 on Billboard's R&B albums chart and produced the regional anthem, Glamorous Lifestyle. Then it goes on to say that one of the things it said was, and I want to find this here, he worked with countless rappers from Bay Area icons like E-40, the Keep the Sneak, Andre Nicotina, Paul Wall, Devin the Dude. He assembled projects like 2012's The Verdict, Drought Season, and all kinds of things. He had a couple of projects with Freeway from Rockefeller. Highway to Rock was one of them. And Blaze, I don't know if you remember, one of the things when we were on terrestrial radio years ago, I had brought a couple of joints from that Tear Gas album, and we ended up playing them on the show. So, if Rich Nix was here, I'm sure he could go into greater depth about the impact of the Jacka in terms of in the Bay Area. I remember when I was in the Bay, and that's one of the things that Rich would play Mob Figures. He would play the Jacka, and that was one of the artists that he liked, and he took a liking to, and it was popular to him. And so it's always sad when an artist or when somebody loses their life, not an artist. But I thought it was great in terms of the way. And if you go to Rolling Stone and or if you Google the Jacka, you'll find the RollingStone.com kind of article that talks about it. I think they did an accurate job of depicting kind of his role or his impact, especially when you look at Bay Area hip hop and how his role was in that. But what also it was interesting when I was on Facebook a little earlier, and apparently, I guess maybe 106 KMEL in the Bay Area has been playing the Jacka's music ever since he passed away. And one of the things that EA Ski had mentioned on a Facebook post was that it's interesting how when an artist passes away, all of a sudden now you want to play the artist and support the artist when you didn't support the artist when they were alive and kicking. So it was something that
right before you said that, I was about to bring that point up. It's like it's really sad, and I guess it's a reflection of of our society, and especially of how we underappreciate some of the talents and some of the people in general. I won't even just say talent, but especially with artists. Because like you said, like the Jack has been doing stuff forever. And, unlike a lot of artists on the West Coast and a lot of artists on the East Coast, that he never was really like the type of artist that was like, okay, I only rock with the West, so I do this. He was always reaching across the proverbial line to reach something else, something different. And I mean, it was, so it's crazy now that people are checking in, because I had a lot of people asking me for the Highway Robbery album recently. And it was kind of like, yo, this dude's been dope for years, bro. Like, and you're just now even giving a crap that to check him out because he has. But then that speaks again, because I think it also unfortunately speaks to kind of the oversaturation of our music right now. It's just hard really to get the type of credit you need. Especially, with the way the climate is and how things are pretty much like now, and then it's gone. So I really do wish we would give some of these people the due that they deserve while they're alive, flowers before they die.
Indeed. Star Saxon, were you going to say something about that?
No, man, it's just real shit, though, man. I mean, it's like, fuck, dude, if Ghostface Killah gets murdered tomorrow, fucking Hot 97 in L.A. or New York or fucking 106.7 out in L.A., they gonna play nigga shit all day. And it seems like, why was he bumping the nigga shit when he was alive?
Yeah.
Exactly, bro. I don't know, dude. It's almost like they only want to play it when it's hot and trending, not because it's good or quality.
Exactly. I think
I was just gonna say that myself, but it's crazy. You see how, like, some bum music could get run like crazy just because a bunch of little tweenie boppers are excited and throwing up tweets about it. It's like, what kind of artistic integrity do our radio stations and our media outlets even adhere to anymore? Not even just artistic integrity, but their journalistic integrity, or just the idea of saying, hey, we want to bring this music forward. We want to keep progressing and keep moving, and you just don't see it anymore. It's just, I need a buck and I need some attention, and then that's all we want. So it's something new, and it feels, you know, it feels like a publicity stunt. You know, when they, now that the dude passes, you know, he's chilled, and all of a sudden y'all want to jump on the bandwagon. That's disgusting, because you're basically feeding off of the fact that people are mourning this dude and thinking about this dude, and of course that every outlet possible is talking about dude. So now you're capital. I don't know. Maybe I'm nuts. But that shit's ugly.
You're a hater, man. You're a fucking hater. Stop it.
I am. See.
Yeah, I think we bring up valid points, though. But yeah, that's and very, very well said by both of you guys. So we're gonna get into a couple joints real quick. Then I want to get into, this is something that Blaze and I have talked about before when we come back from listening to a couple joints, award shows. I want to get especially for those of. For those that have never heard Blaze's take on award shows, I want to refresh or reset that for them, Blaze, and then also Star Saxon, get your take on award shows. So we're gonna get into a couple joints. This Freeway and the Jacket is called Dunya. It's off the Highway Robbery album, and then Zion I featuring Bamboo and DUST Dust is called Unity. I'm really feeling this one. I don't know if y'all got a chance to listen to this one. I really like this Zion I joint. And then we got the under, it's called Verbal Extravaganza. And so we got Freeway and the Jacket, we got Zion I featuring Bamboo and Dust, and we got the under. So you listen to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com.
Yes, sir.
Smokers in the peephole, welcome to the East Coast. This is where they heat hold. This is where the youngins stay strapped. Serve crack to the people. Had to spread, break out like the measles hit the bay. Got with Jacker cause he pray like I pray. Far as banging, we are active, trying to take over your atlas. Be consistent with the rap and serve slack to the people. Hey,
six is right behind me, try and let us live today. Just cause I'm a free, don't mean we giving shit away. Forced to be a gangster, you should pray it never gets that way. Makes a lot so much, prostration burns on our face. So when a lie return to burn and turn into a light, guide us through the dark while the pagans lose their minds. So if you want some fire, be the guys you should get behind. Keep the ranks tight like the lines formed in your mind.
I'm my mom's only, my dad's favorite, my close homies turned on me for no reason, they such traitors. But that's fine, I learned from my mistakes. These are the breaks, they'll never catch me slipping next time. I talk to nine because I read Quran, I see the signs. I'm a sinner straight from the dunya, how could I be divine? Don't get it twisted, I'm a repenter too. Unlimited bars, extended clips when I'm in the booth.
A lot I think about you every day, pray you keep our family safe. They ain't asked to be here, they shouldn't pay for my mistakes. Name my first daughter Husaina. Nikazi came, caught up here cause I was a dreamer. Fell off my dean, certain sewers I can't remember. You took away, I need the knowledge back. Hope you never turn away. No matter how much I smoke, the pain will burn away. Drop the jewels in the booth so they'll learn the way.
I'm too busy chasing these bras, fly sports cars when I should be studying 114 surahs. But my family's struggling, I need my money to double. And my last album was only in 14 stores. Grandma put the heat before the chorus, I got heat to spare. Better call Smokey the Bear if you wanna keep your forest squeezed and send niggas to the nurse. You about to meet the Lord. We gon' take y'all deeper to a law, send the reaper for
it. Everybody shining like no money. There ain't no other pool like this in the world, and there never will be another. Not black, there never will be. Cause I said that if niggas like this are shining all together, being together, doing shit every day, then they gon' fall out over some money, or somebody gon' rob, steal, and get. I have yet to see that. All of us get along.
I stand like a sentinel, steeped in the streetlight. Savagery's conventional. Mass rides and protests, the minimal. Dominant culture, they killing off my kin and you. Sit and watch the profile, the program. Media, they manipulate, they go ham. Sell a cigarette, they shoved out a brother neck. No respect for the spirit or the intellect. Survivors of the most apocalyptic conspiracy in history. Living out a mystery. Who done it? The shots coming, the cops gunning. For your melon, the gun shelling, you're not running. Best make peace with the Holy Ghost. When the popo roll, they keep the 40 close.
blow a hole back through the homie cold. There's no love for my peeps, that's why the gang's so. Blood clot, blood red, no joke. We need the Panthers back, protect the pofo. Let's talk, more action need to be about. Unify my people before they see us out.
We unite and let's all get down. I got the hot, 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 have it. I got the hot, hot, have it. I got the hot, hot, have that love. My people unite and let's all get down. I got the hot, 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 have it. I got the hot, hot, have it. I got the hot, hot, have that love.
Systemic, systematic way of killing. Judges giving leniency to a public lynching. Hands to the ceiling, men, women, children. Gaza to the Philippines, California to Ferguson. Living like it's the last, there's a target on my back. When a man who on patrol don't know the place where he at. Cause he live about five towns away. They buried Michael Brown today. And he's ill for sitting on a coroner's bin. Neither boy had a weapon, just melanin in the skin. They tripping that we tripping and we visibly pissed. Like they ain't out here killing our kids. Gas in the air that we breathe. This ain't a war zone, this is our home. You leave and you can add another gallon of tear gas. It's fine, cause I've been crying over these children I hear dying.
Me no war with them, but they won't murder I. Me no war with them, but they won't murder I. Hands to the most high when they murder I. Hands to the most high, hands to the most high, hands to the most high,
whenever they murder. My people unite, and let's all get down. I got the hot, 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 have it. I got the hot, hot, have it. I got the hot, hot, have that love. My people unite, and let's all get down. I got the hot, 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 have it. I got the hot, hot, have it. I got the hot, hot, have that love.
They trying to kill us slow, trying to get rid of a billion Africans or more. Secret society laws they don't abide. It's wild outside and AIDS is genocide. Understand it's a plan of combat. A uniform, a badge, a gun, a contract. Matter of fact, what does police stand for? Protection of life and civil establishment or not? Murder us every day, none of the news on Channel 4. Take one of us out, hoping that triggers for war. I can see your fear mask, like you're near death. Won't let the lady with a baby pass, throwing tear gas. Us against them, what they make it appear as. They say you look like you had a gat, I had a blast. Cop shot him walking out the store on his way to class. Didn't resist, hands in the air, stay calm. Two in the head, two in the chest, unarmed. Get a life sentence for a drug and gun charge. They say the rest at large. You under oath, they use Lieutenant Johnson as a scapegoat.
My people unite, and let's all get down. I got the hot, 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 have it. I got the hot, hot, have it. I got the hot, hot, have that love. My people unite, and let's all get down. I got the hot, 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 have it. I got the hot, hot, have it. I got the hot, hot.
I don't feel it.
a form. You haven't shown anything that sounds real. Therefore, here's a gym. Metaphor, a mass appeal. I tore the rap scene to keep away the fame and maintain the fame. The body I'm tight team. As I demonstrate exactly what it takes to get a high grade without acting irate. The steps that I take is first by my own ride. Told by my own kind. Direct from my own mind. Last or the slow kind. 16 or more lines. You can spend no time. Act like you know mine. Guarantee you gon' find lots of happiness. Benefit from the cash you get. Good from stacking shit. Looks from Mac and shit. Looks from backing kids. Make yourself a master with each and every stanza.
To the beat, y'all. Yes, yes, y'all. To the beat, y'all.
Brothers, what we feel, they overbust. And you just listen, not them words. Can't feel your whole discussion. Oh, how we bust. The rural extravaganza. Have the evening news come out with vans and cameras. Interview with Tamara. Need no propaganda. Politic and the hustle in Queens and Atlanta. Richness for president. The hoes all pause. Niggas still hating. We need more laws. Man, I be a better man. Get a little more cheddar. And niggas ain't even real. Talk show like David Letterman. Stay under forever. Sneak up like the Taliban. Keep flows impartial like Marshall and bring the caravan. Still at the bottom. It's not the final call. You just a little pussy while I'm breaking down them walls. What's up for all y'all, making this all ball. Can't it all fall, we the under all stars.
To the beat, y'all. Yes, yes, y'all. To the beat, y'all.
You are listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com. It's coming. It's coming. That under album is finally coming. I don't know if it'll sell one or if it'll sell 1,000 or whatever, but I don't care. It's coming. So Blaze Rock especially knows from all the times that I, you know, my lamentations to Blaze Rock, and he would say, man, just put it out. And so it's coming. It's coming.
Yeah. I think I got an engineering credit on there. So yeah, it need to come on out.
Heck yeah. Now, years ago, I remember, especially my wife, I remember when I moved out here from, my wife and I were high school sweethearts, whatever, but the point is, I remember moving out here from the Bay Area, and we were in our first small apartment, and we were watching an award show, or she was watching an award show, and I got up and I started to leave the room, and she said, why are you leaving the room? She said, well, you're an artist, wouldn't you want to go to an award show? Wouldn't you want to have all those accolades showered down upon you? And I said to her, and I said to her many times, I said, I'm just not with award shows. I'm just not with it. I think there's my take on it. I'm just not. That's just not my DNA. That's just not my makeup. And I wanted to get your take because this is now the award season, whether it's music or whether it's the Grammys or whatever. I mean, whether it's Oscars or whatever. That award season is coming, and I wanted to get your take. Thumbs up or thumbs down for award shows and all the pomp and circumstance that comes along with it, fellas. So whoever wants to go first,
I'll go first, man, dude. Can't front, dude. I follow who won and who lost either by Twitter. I got a homie out in Vegas right now. Shout out to Malvo. Text me about Eminem winning shit. But I follow who wins and who loses. Do I find myself glued to the TV for that shit? No. I mean, even the winning and losing list just fucking pisses me off, man. Because, like, it's at a certain point, dude, like, it's all bullshit. We all realize it now, man. Like, who they nominate, it ain't really a reflection of who people are really listening to. You know, in small instances, they get one person on there who should be nominated, and they always blow that nigga or girl behind. Like, we don't give you this fucking pop shit instead. I really watch it when I do, just to see the train wreck. Like, Kanye's fucking up. Is he gonna stress this bitch out by calling her out as being a garbage artist? Right? This dude was fucking this girl. They sit next to each other. They gonna cut this fool's eye next to him. Like, yo, man, I'm gonna see you after the end of the show. Did Chris Brown knock out another bitch before the show? Like, all the collateral shit. So you, I watched it for the fucking collateral shit, like the TMZ shit, the drama shit. Like, didn't somebody already get blasted last night at a fucking pre-Grammy party that Snoop was at in Hollywood with fucking Wiz Khalifa? some other knucklehead. Not to say there was a trick or toy, but I mean, I'm interested in that shit, the collateral, the nigga shit, the stupid shit, not the fucking performances.
All right, Blaze Rock.
All right, first and foremost, you know, as you alluded to before the break, I have a particular opinion of award show, and that is that it's all bullshit. It's all politics and dick sucking, straight up. So you have a system that's basically built by this secret cabal of all-knowing listeners and shit like that. And it always ends up being some corny-ass fuckers who shouldn't be getting any run, shouldn't be getting any attention, or to be that racist guy. In a genre like hip-hop, they always make sure that the white boys get their attention in award shows. And, you know, there's no real criteria as to who wins or how you're nominated. There's no criteria as to what determines who's worth shit and who's not. And it just becomes this big-ass, like, cock-sucking plot of process of elimination and whatnot. And so it's like, why are y'all playing the game like, oh, this is what makes somebody popular? Okay, so now, with that said, I don't even pay attention to who wins. I don't pay attention to who loses. I don't pay attention to the blow-ups anymore. I don't pay attention to the drama anymore. Mainly because it's like we're buying into it. All it is a big-ass advertisement. It's the way that some of these artists are turned in and get more sales and get more attention.
Yeah, it's interesting because I put on my marketing and my business hat, and I say when you look at the results of the, for example, the Super Bowl with Missy Elliott, and it's funny, and I'm going to take a quick little tangent. It's funny the number of people that were saying, "Wow, this Missy Elliott, she's about to blow because of Katy Perry's cosign. She's going to be the best new artist in the game." So that was funny. Right. Some of those tweets and how people were responding. But it's interesting when you look at how that positively impacted an artist like Missy Elliott to have a plethora of her songs now appear in the top 10 within iTunes, you know, sales chart or whatever. But I see the point of it. I mean, for example, if somebody came to us and said, came to me and said, "All right, we want Jay, we want you and Blaze to go ahead and do some Western Block stuff," I say, "All right." And then immediately after I was done, I would throw deuces and I would be out. Not just because I don't want to sit through all of that. All of the
pomp and circumstance.
Exactly, all the pomp and circumstance and all of the fakeness of it all. But so anyway, so I just wanted to get your take on it. So of course, maybe next year when this rolls around, you know, Rich Nixon will get his take and opinion on things. So we're gonna get into a couple joints real quick. We're gonna get into that Western Block, Last Laugh. We're gonna get into Mark Steele, it's called Greatness, and No Malice featuring Fam Lay, it's called Blasphemy. So we got Western Block, we got Mark Steele, we got No Malice featuring Fam Lay. You know you gotta get that Western Block. Go ahead and Google it. Go ahead and go on to iTunes. Go ahead and go on to Google Play. Go on to Amazon on the digital music, and you go ahead and put in Western Block, and you're going to come up with that Pressure Point album. So we're going to get into those joints, and we're going to come back, and I want to get the fellas' take on the whole Brian Williams controversy and a little bit about journalistic integrity, whether it's about the news or whether it's about maybe even hip-hop. I want to give an interesting take on something that I heard recently and get the fellas' take on that. So we got Western Block, we got Mark Steele, we got No Malice. You listen to Microphone Masters Radio Show on
Dubs.com. These rappers get hurt up. Right. Fuck the proper syntax. Uh-huh. Me and Blaze been that, but I don't toot my own horn. Nah. I'm not one to care. Round the hood, they call me Jimmy Crack Corn. Javon Bourne. Forgot my true identity. Throw on a beat that acts as the remedy. Chase the cat and still get finicky. More than nine lives. Zumba, Jive, Universal. Shit, my group is working. Comfy in the shadows where I stay lurking. Terror on tracks like I wear throwback turbans. No internet beef, I slaughter you in person. Stop for spitting that shit. Hate it on for being that nigga. Breathe in, the artist put it in. Me and Blaze about to do it again. When we first spit, we heard some laughter. Now we making noise. Tell me now, who gets the last laugh? We gets the last laugh. Who gets the last laugh? We gets the last laugh. Damn thing funny when we spit these classics. Separate men from boys. Tell me now, who gets the last laugh? We gets the last laugh. Who gets the last laugh? We gets the last laugh.
Stop looking
listen or you can stop, drop, and roll. It's a fire on the track, but you know you burn cold. I'm doing more than you imagine, more than you fathom. When I'm flooring you bastards, bring the war to your back room. Call yourself an MC, but you shook to see me. Drop a hook for TV and take your rook and queen three. I'm amazing to something past it. I quit dropping classic, making something better, get pissed and smash it. The never done, the better one, it's ever sun. Always clever, brung, bring your raw to a settle done. Never is it close, dominating the field of my zone. I am a warrior, king in the blood to my bones. Pause and pivot, I'm still flawless with it. Imagine if I go my hardest with it. I'm hardly kidding, I both guard your minutes. I am the boss, don't forget it. It's a crown and I fit it, I'm freaking right, I did it.
When we first spit, we heard some laughter. Now we making noise. Tell me now, who gets the last laugh? We gets the last laugh. Who gets the last laugh? We gets the last laugh. Damn thing funny when we spit these classics. Separate men from boys. Tell me now, who gets the last laugh? We gets the last laugh. Who gets the last laugh? We gets the last laugh.
In my eyes, you can see what I see. If you can say the world won't be the same without me, then we call that greatness, and that's a blessing. But wait a second, look, while we on the subject, let me ask a question. What's the proper word for the fire that's inside of you, that makes you bring the hunger out, the key that puts the drive in you, the thing that makes you wanna hit, pick you up when you slip, the thing that makes you wanna grip and restart when you wanna quit, the winner when you bout to lose, showing when you bout to prove, and never fall back, what you call that, we call that
greatness, yeah, yeah, we call that greatness, yeah, yeah. Look into my eyes, you can see what I see. If you can say the world won't be the same without me, then you know that's greatness. Yeah, yeah, we call that greatness. Yeah, yeah. Step inside my shoes, take a walk where I've been. If they can say there'll never be another you again, then we call that greatness.
Ever wonder how the greats ever came great? I mean, really, what did they do? What was their mind state? See it from a different angle, seem a little different, ain't it? Both had the same canvas, came up with different paintings. Tried to figure it out, hoping that they could linger on them. But it's out of reach and they just couldn't put their finger on it. Always want a CAT scan and X-ray to try on them. Tell you one thing, you won't find the quitting side of them. Neither will you find it out. It's a million of them walking around. Same ones in the dream that Dr. King talked about. Ready just to change the world, ready just to make their mark. Same brains from the minds that Tupac had tried to spark. And it's very clear they all gotta be winners. Cause the only way they can lose is when they give up. And when it comes to the pressures, it's another level. I swear, man, it's something special. We call that
greatness. Yeah, yeah, we call that greatness. Yeah, yeah. Look into my eyes, you can see what I see. If you can say the world won't be the same without me, then you know that's greatness. Yeah, yeah, we call that greatness. Yeah, yeah. Step inside my shoes, take a walk where I've been. If they can say there'll never be another you again, then we call that greatness.
I'm a retro Jordan, so mature, Mr. Thornton. If I turn my back, you'd be left orphaned. I caution against unbelief. I guess that make me old school like a dungaree. But my britches don't sag, about riches I don't brag. But somehow I can't help but to show my ass. Class is in session, chain heavy like oppression. The new me got them guessing, so I tell them if they got any questions.
It's a dope chain. The state of the game is a dope chain. Things people say that makes a dope chain. When you drop your top, you lost your dope brain. Now think about it. It's a dope chain. The state of the game is a dope chain. Things people say that makes a dope chain. When you drop your top, you lost your dope brain. Now think about it.
Within every lyric, you can tell when you hear it. The KRS-One black cop in my spirit. Twilight Saga, the flow cannot be mirrored. Only by his grace we escape judge and juror. One thing I'm sure of, Lord as my witness. Show me 10 kingpins, I'll show you 10 snitches. They said I lost my mind, but I got all my senses. Nothing but the truth and all my sentences. Always gave you truth, even in my offenses. The feds came knocking, turned all my niggas Christians. We was in the kitchen, water in the pot. Playing top chef till Tony got chopped. Wake up call, it was like time stopped. But you gotta love Tony, cause the dime never dropped. Yes, the check is in the mail. Commissary baby and your kids are eating well.
It's a dope rim chain. The state of the game is a dope rim chain. Things people say that makes a dope rim chain. When you drop your top, you lost your dope rim brain. Now think about it. It's a dope rim chain. The state of the game is a dope rim chain. Things people say that makes a dope rim chain. When you drop your top, you lost your dope rim brain. Now think about it.
You are listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com. Now, I'm going to set this up by reading a little bit. So, folks who don't know, the latest on what's going on with Brian Williams. Brian Williams, he's the managing editor, I want to say. But he's also, obviously, on the NBC Nightly News. He's an anchor. There's been a little bit of controversy. So I'll go ahead and read this. This is coming from Wall Street Journal, WSJ.com. So Brian Williams, this is a quote. Brian Williams has benched himself. The NBC Nightly News anchor, who was under scrutiny after recanting a story he has told for years about being on a helicopter in Iraq that was struck by a rocket-propelled grenade, said last Saturday, which was yesterday, he was taking himself off the air. In a memo to staff, Mr. Williams said the decision was his own. Quote, in the midst of a career spent covering and consuming news, it has become painfully apparent to me that I am presently too much a part of the news due to my actions, he wrote. Mr. Williams, who is also managing editor of NBC Nightly News, said Lester Holt, the weekend anchor for NBC Night Newscast, would take his place. So in essence, what happened was there was a story that Brian Williams has told for, I guess, many years about that he was a passenger on a helicopter in Iraq that was struck by a rocket-propelled grenade. And he told that recently, this past week, and somebody called him out on it, called BS on it. And so he had to recant, saying that that was not true. And so what that has done is what often happens, is that when you tell that, when that lie is uncovered, then they go back and say, well, what about some of your coverage in Hurricane Katrina? Or what about some of your other stories that you told, or some of these other, your other reports? And so I wanted to get your take, fellas, because you guys are some of the most learned people that I know, and get your take on Brian Williams and just journalistic integrity in general. For example, I want to give this. There was some of you are, for those sport heads, they heard about the issue or the controversy with Chris Paul with the female ref, where he was essentially after a game, he said, look, this may not be, this referee, she was quick to tee us up. Yes, we shouldn't have had so many technicals, but there was one instance where I was trying to take the ball and really trying to push the ball, and she said, I said, why, and she teed me up. This might not be for her. And so people were trying to say that it's feminist. He's a feminist. And so long story short, when they started to report, he was fined. Long story short, he was fined $25,000. Now, I listened to a lot of sports talk radio. One sports talk radio outlet said Chris Paul fined $25,000 for his comments about the ref. This is in line with comment with fines that are doled out to players that give such comments. Another sports outlet said Chris Paul fined $25,000 for his comments about female ref. And then a third sports outlet said Chris Paul fined $25,000 for his comments about female ref. Now, I said to my son, that's not properly reported because they didn't give the whole story in their little 5-second blurb. And I wanted to get your guys' thoughts on journalistic integrity and the responsibility.
You know, I'm going to say right now, one thing that immediately pops into my mind when we talk about journalistic integrity, and especially that you segued kind of into sports, I'm going to say one thing that is driving me nuts with sports reporting, and it has filtered itself on into other, you know, into other directions of journalism, is the use of the phrase sources.
Right.
Like we've gotten to a point now where, and to me, and I know maybe I'm just some crackpot with tinfoil on my head, but we've gotten to a point now where articles are written and spread and being written and being spread just by the use of the word sources. And in my mind, a lot of cases, that's bullshit. It's just somebody made up an idea. They had a thought, they had a particular theory, and they turned it into a real story. You couple that with how big all our media conglomerates are, basically the same company. They're just under different brands. So when you look at that, you're basically seeing them, a lot of these stories propagate because they can. And no one cares whether or not the articles are true, whether the articles have been vetted properly, whether the statements made in those articles are actually verifiable. We just go on it because we see it. It's worse than what it used to be. Like people say, you know, I saw it on TV, so it must be real, you know? And that's kind of how we've gotten it. It's in the newspaper, or it's on suchandsuch.com, so it must be real. And because the news cycle nowadays is so fast, a lot of the time, the discrepancies, if they're caught, are swept away and out of eyesight so quickly. You know, it doesn't really have the impact that it should. So I really believe that we're in an age that the technology has outpaced the change necessary, ethically speaking, and the need for these companies to meet the bottom line has driven some of these more competitive journalists to stretch the truth.
Star Saxon?
Yo, man, you can't have journalistic integrity and veracity in your reporting in the era of breaking news. You can't hear it, exactly. One or the other. So if you want to be with the breaking news cycle between Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, NBCNews.com, Fox.com, and all the online platforms for news, you know, Huffington Post, Al Jazeera, it's breaking news. So, you know, it's a quick read over of your little fucking essay. Maybe you don't even have no references or sources cited. Fucking put it out there. Oh, well, I was wrong. We're going to fire this motherfucker. Say, hey, you know what? We took care of the problem. This motherfucker's gone. But we still got all those hits on our webpage.
Right.
So it's breaking news. You know what I mean? But the deal with the Brian Williams cat is, I always thought this motherfucker was lying. I said it last week, man.
Hell yeah.
I moved away from New Orleans. I left New Orleans in 2000. All right, great city. It's like my second city. I dropped me off on a fucking airplane. I could do New Orleans, Metairie, all that shit. When fucking Katrina happened, I'm watching this shit on the news, and this nigga's like, yo, man, sharks is eating niggas on canal. Yo, man, my bodies are fucking floating down the French Quarter by Cafe Du Monde. He was saying all this shit. He was identifying places in New Orleans that, generally speaking, if you haven't lived there, you wouldn't fucking know. Like, niggas are floating down the streets on Crenshaw and Swanson, to give you the L.A. equivalent. Yeah. Then the next day, like, I think it was 18 hours or 24 hours after Katrina, I'm watching the news on the Weather Channel, and they're like, you know, kind of like letting you know what's going on Katrina, post-Katrina, like a day after it hit. And Cafe Du Monde got electricity. The French Quarter got like 1/8 of an inch of rain on the ground, because those who don't know, that's like one of the high points in the city.
Yeah.
So the water tends to cascade down from there. So it's, I mean, it was already a fucked up situation, but it would have taken an awful, awful lot for that shit to be under like 20 feet of fucking water, as opposed to like the Ninth Ward. So when he was like, yo, man, his body's floating down in the French Quarter, I'm like, yo, man, I'm looking at the news the next day, and apparently that water left real fucking fast.
Hmm.
So for this dude spot to get put on blast like 10 years later, you know, of course this motherfucker was fucking lying, dude. Like, hey, man, you know, he's paying for sins for all those lies about there not being black people in New York. His daughter's propagating on that show, girl. Well, fuck him. And we all know that Jon Stewart's probably going to get put in this place through the nightly news, because they've been looking for a way to get that nigga off Comedy Network or Comedy Central a long time. So my opinion, fuck Brian Williams.
they're going to insert somebody like John Stewart to do the nightly news. These niggas ain't even watching Flywheels in the first fucking place. It ain't like he's Tom Brokaw.
Mm-hmm. I feel you. See, that's why we are Microphone Masters Radio Show. We got dudes with super masters and going for doctorals and all that type of stuff. So we're going to get into a couple joints real quick. We got DJ House Shoes featuring Quell Chris and Guilty Simpson. It's called Nails. Hey, Star Saxon, you sent me this, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, this joint.
I think Jeff fucking Raekwon, too.
Yeah, this is nice. And then you got Your Old Droog. It's called Rage Against the Machine. This one's pretty nice, too. I don't know if you got a chance to listen to this one, Blaze Rock, but this one's pretty nice. And then we got Raekwon. It's called Heat Rocks. So we got DJ House Shoes. We got Your Old Droog. Your Old Droog, real quick, let me pause for a second. What's your opinion of Your Old Droog? I like him, but it's like he's the dude that's, he's like the dude on the couch in the Chris Rock, in Half Baked, that's like out, like stuck in the 90s and really saying like all kinds of old school hip hop phrases, but he can rap. I'm not saying he can't rap, but he just reminds me of that type of dude. I don't know.
He basically did a study on 90 through 99 hip hop. And yeah, he just did it. And it really sounds like he practiced his character. Like, I'm not taking nothing away from dude. I'm saying he can spit. Yeah. So, I mean, I'm not like dogging him out, but I'm saying it's like, yeah, he definitely studied his character. And because I'm at a point like, okay, and I guess maybe it's because I'm getting old, but I've been wondering that sometimes about rappers in general. Yeah. Like, you know, like, if we can segue over into like Young Thug, I'm like, do you act like that at home? Like when you at the crib, do you talk like that? Or like, you know, some of these rappers right now where, you know, they always walking around with their pants a certain way and they look a certain way and it's like, and their hands and stuff move a certain way. And so I'll be like, do you do that at home? Like, or is that your style?
The answer is just go back to that Jizza Liquid Swords. What did he say? When the NBA came to live out their name and to perform. He already called the niggas fucking sucker MC playing a fucking role. Like, yeah, 15 man. Years ago.
Straight action.
But I'm saying Droog is a sucker MC. Like you said, dude can rap. The only problem is, like, niggas ain't trying to consume 90s hip hop in mass. I'm a 90s hip hop loving motherfucker. But that shit just gets downloaded. I'm not paying for it. If I catch him in LA, I'll drop the 10 to 20 on the show, the House of Blues, or the Viper Room.
Yeah.
And that's probably about as far as it goes.
And this actually came.
And I gotta admit, I probably won't do that because I'm like, yeah, okay, thanks, bro.
When I'm
in a funk and I can't get into music because music is trash for the most part, you know, from a hip hop standpoint. When I need a minute, you know, I'll throw on some random acts or something. This, you know, that type of thing. Yeah. However, my problem is, it's kind of like when, you remember, like when Jay-Z got popular, when Jay-Z first really got popular, then you had every other Tom, Dick, and Harry was basically looping what Jay-Z did. And so my problem was, and especially like here in local hip-hop, my problem and my statement to all of them who would try to get me to buy their record, my statement was, why would I buy the generic version for $10 when I can buy the real version for $10? Or better yet, why would I buy the generic version when I won't even buy the real version? And I just, like I said, I'm so cool on that whole concept at this point.
All right.
I put you on blast, though. If Droog is the generic version, who's the real version, in your opinion?
See, wait. Nah, I didn't say Droog was a generic. I just meant that in terms of the music style, right? For me right now, that music style, I'm not rushing out to pay for it. That's what I'm saying.
You already bought that shit when you dropped.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. And I've been there. I've been through that phase. I love that music even now. I mean, for what it's worth, even, you know, like we were just talking about Jizz's line from before, I still throw music from that same period of time. I still throw that on. So ultimately, somebody spitting that right now has to do some over-the-top, out-of-control, extraordinary stuff for me to really be like, yeah, I gotta get that. At this point, Droog is like a download when I happen to be like sitting at home and just want to hear something else. I'm not going out of my way for that.
So we gonna get.
And you know what the sad part is? Is just because you download it, I'm not even gonna play it.
Exactly, bro. Exactly.
Niggas in my exactly. I got like 1,000 niggas on my stolen hip hop queue that I downloaded.
I'm awful. I've got way too much music downloaded that I probably will never listen to.
On that note, true words have never been spoken. Yo, we got DJ House Shoes. We got your old Drew. Right, we got Rick Warren. Right, you listen to Microphone Magic Radio Show on DubCNN.com.
Voila. Yeah. That's right, we drop hits of acid. How spaced out can he get? In the past, the side of the web. Passed out too tipsy to try to style in the web. The shoe probably fits. I get over it's much doper this side of the fence. They say it takes money to make money. That make a nigga wanna go out and take money to make money. The silent type, keep a pipe near. Pause, bro, pack that ball. It's a fact that your raps lack soul. You need a bunch of videos with trendy clothes to snap back slow. For niggas to be like, oh, he's cold. The dumb one, niggas be like, oh, he's cold. Work so hard, my body crashes. Thank the Lord, my body lasts. Long, stay low, can't let them soul catch us before we break though. All I see is sound and no image. They wonder why I don't hang around and blow spinach. The friends is low, but the love seems endless. The mind is right, but the lungs seem finished. Hoes call them kickstand, man, you get it? Rubber bands ain't big enough for the players, let's get it, my nigga.
Relax and take notes. 3, 1, 3.
This is grown man B.I. Get you rolled in the triage, B.I. It's on and popping, you lost for sober.
Simpson.
Yeah.
What up, Shoes?
Time to set it straight, you know what I'm saying? Bullseye, it ain't no half
AD
stepping.
AD till they slay me, let's go. I said, yo, I'm a franchise. I talk and walk business by a landslide. I chalk the fictitious. I throw curves with words on the mound. I gun them down. Won't fake or bark pitches. Black Verlander, rap your slander. I spit my truth from the wisdom tooth. Can't portray streets with baby teeth. The weak break off at the root. All recruits, lace your boots, it's warfare. Pirates, they plotting to take us off air. I heard in war that all's fair, so I spit it hotter than a Texas chair. Death rolled your flow, electric glare. Sit them down when they wet your hair. Mean style from the Green Mile. Collect my fee now, bring my checks in here. Put
up a quiet hour. TV off and everything. Not listening to the radio. And who's hot right now?
Get ready for this new world.
You know what I mean? Let's talk about more serious shit right now. You know what I mean? It's gonna be a big. It's gonna get big. You know what I mean? It's gonna be a main event right there. So yo,
this how we do it out here on this underground real shit, nigga. It's the heat, nigga. Now rewind this motherfucker. You know you can't help it. Deadly combination, boy.
Online for retros, and I only went to college to get hoes. Didn't even get the credits I was supposed to get. My scumbag friends was the only associates. Word to mother. As a kid, I just wanted that first Rage LP with Dude burning on the cover. Just caught one yesterday as a memento. About to hit him with that Zach De La O speech impediment flow. Hey yo, the track bomb, I'm mellow. Used to rage like Tom Morello. Now I'm a calmer fellow. Don't gotta yell every bar line. Still automobile jack. A cat named Carmine make his car mine. Go from being a car villain to watching James Car villain down in Brazil. Amy Holmes roam hoods like I'm anonymous still. In your project like the human genome. I'm a G, you're a gnome. No more steaming Dutch leaves, holding weed in my fist. What you doing? Selling lampers, being an unabashed hedonist. Getting smart off of Rage Against the Machine reading list.
Rage, 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 rage.
Your old Drew.
Never cared too much for Adolf, for a president who smiled real good and played golf. I get smart getting dome from your mom's G. With phones on, call me Phone Chomsky. When I was 10, I stole 20 out my grandma's purse. Purchased Rage CD with it, said I found it by the church. They was anti-capitalist, thought it was dope how the lead singer had dreads and rap with a lisp. My mom's caught me Evil Empire tape, should've threw it down the fire escape. Still forced myself to like it, felt cornered, but the one that I wanted had no shelter on it. Bought the Godzilla soundtrack, listened to it with headphones that went around the back. Forthright culture, Americana, I wonder what they have to say about Eric Garner. Why did Bush knock down the towers? Why your mans had to climb that tower at the VMAs? From that first album with the burning monk to Renegades of Funk. We love rage, 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 rage.
Humor is a gift. Everybody was taking, the house was shaking and the beats was banging, and it won't be long to everybody knowing that DJ bought the heat rocks. That DJ bought the heat rocks. That DJ bought the heat rocks.
Let's go, come. Get some, you little bum. I bake the cake, but you can't get a crumb from. Get physical, lyrical, spiritual, ultimate, and all that good shit. I love bragging, gots the ragged, flash the dragon, back in 9-5 with the wagon. Create drama when I hunt for cream, and I pack them in mean. My C-16 is fly, my vibe is live, I gots to ride. And smoke a bone, you know it when cold cheese died. Hell up in Harlem, nope, it's Staten. When niggas do hits, rock sixes, black man, the black brand, Wu-Tang Clan, I smack hands, then drive through the Hammerstein fronts and black bands. Cooling, schooling, everything around me. Might fire one off, it clicks around me. I won't stand it, damn it, murder the planet. I'm more like a Simon, my coke just landed. You know it, get money, nigga, the fly poet who only write rhymes in the track exploded.
Hey yo, come see me, man. Come see me, I'm back up, baby. Whatever you need, come on, man.
What up? People, I don't know,
it was a Friday night, everybody was caking, the house was shaking and the beats was banging, and it won't be long to everybody knowing that DJ bought the heat rocks. That DJ bought the heat rocks. That DJ bought the heat rocks. Back again, son, put the fronts back in. Fresh like a new wash, a glass of gin. I got minikins ready to hit niggas. Plenty men blend with a new spaceship, that's what's in. Call the world when Shalal shit drop. Chris Pop got Barack with me, come get me Ashy Glock. You know it's cool even if I flock. Ain't no more real niggas left, I just sit in a box with all the flyers, lobbies, motel buyers. Niggas eat money up, most y'all liars. Catch the kid in Hawaii tired. Mew Mew robe on, talking to my hoe, you fired. Superstar key on quiet. When I talk, got every barrel in the smash. Cause I am the greatest, painest, latest, famous, pain to say this. Two more strong for your playlist. New Yorker, Hawker, call me Orca. Army jacket down to the floor, I soft you up. This is a master classic rap shit. Play at 5 in the morning, get the gun and mask hit. Smoke like an Indian, pass it. And I'm not stopping no more, that's it, your ass is lit. It was a Friday night, everybody was caking, the house was shaking and the beats was banging, and it won't be long to everybody knowing that DJ bought the heat rocks. That DJ bought the heat rocks. That DJ bought the heat rocks. Yeah, uh-huh, yeah. You know it ain't over, nigga. It's going down again, baby. For real, for real. I'ma come see you soon, alright? Word up, y'all know who y'all are. Word up, I want in. For real. Chef. Yeah. The Bilderbergers, nigga. We want in.
You are listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com. Let me be the first to say that these dudes, I have, you're very fortunate if you can count your friends on one hand, and Rich, Blaze, and Star Saxon are definitely three that I count as friends, and if you could have heard the conversation that we just had, you would know why. So real quick, make sure you hit us up. Hit up the show at mm@dubcnn.com. Follow us on Twitter at Mike Masters Radio, Instagram at Microphone Masters, Facebook at facebook.com/Microphone Masters Radio. You can hit up the host at Javon Love, JAVONLUV, Rich Nix is RICHNIX, that's Rich Nix. Star Saxon is STARRSAXXXON. And we got Blaze Rock, is that Blaze Rock? And you know how we get down. And if you are going to be in the, if you are in the greater Phoenix metropolitan area, make sure you look in to see when Blaze Rock is performing and when J Love is performing and when Western Block is performing. That's how we get down, because Blaze Rock feels like performing and I like to rock with my dude Blaze Rock. So without further ado, we're going to get into a couple joints real quick, because I don't want to mess up the flow and see what these dudes are burning on. We're going to get into Lick Nuts. It's called Grumpy Crocodile. That's Beat Nuts and Alcoholics on the little few songs that they had done. We got Michael Myers featuring Planet Asia. It's called Spells Danger. And we got Red Pill. It's called All of Us. So Lick Nuts, Michael Myers, and Red Pill. You listen to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com.
Yeah. Fuck me. My oatmeal's cold and lumpy. Today I had to pay a dirty whore to hump me. Left me with a rash on my short and bumpies. I'm gonna kill it, alcohol and Humphreys. On top of that, I'm a massive junkie. Only got one friend, that's a plastic monkey. Mr. Bitter, nigga, old and grumpy. Yo, Tash, get a little, nigga, that shit funky.
I drink Hennessy for dinner, mimosas for my breakfast. I got a list of shit to do, like checking niggas off my checklist. Rico ain't broke, if I ain't broke, then don't fix. Too strong to dime me straight, so the DJs had to mix me. Liars, buyers, your plants is on fuego. I'm out here in Queens, about to bounce to San Diego. Hey, yo, I'ma tell you three things, now make it two things. You be acting like Tupac, next minute it's Wu-Tang. Shoestring budgets don't fit in my vocabulary. You used to be my homie, now you acting like my adversary. Legendary CMs, that's MC backwards. Smoking so much weed, we had it harder than on trackers.
Yeah, fuck that shit. I ain't having it. Yo, yo. Down and out in the hood, still up to no good. Stingray got Steve Irwin before I could. They turned all my cousins into bags and boots. In crowded elevators, I just laugh and poop. Bite a bitch on the leg and start twisting around. I piss on the ground cause I'm pissed at the ground. I'm pissed, I don't care, I'm pissing your hair. Then I shit in your chair with my fist in the air.
Holy smokes, I gotta step outside to get air, and everywhere I sit, this motherfucking pet hair. Now who the fuck is this?
Who's that?
All up in my studio session, I might have to kick my foot up in that culo section. What the fuck? Shit ain't all dandy, next time snuff him in the eye. Paul Stanley, tornado watch, we about to tear the roof off. Jump out the water and twist your boot off.
Bastard child, Drew be the last to smile. All I wanna see is skulls in a massive pile. Bruce Willis, Booth killers just acting wild. Smoke all them niggas, they black and mild. Classic style, from the Aztec file. I'm crack cocaine in a plastic vial. Gotta walk through the pyramids to pass the now. I'm gravelly fragile, glass and tile.
Meanwhile, I'm trying to rap in a fucked up mood, and ain't making no excuses if I say something rude. I'm dirty, attitude shitty and crappy. I slap you in the face if you trying to dab me or try to fist bump me. Nigga, I'm grumpy, I'm a crocodile, hungry. Y'all niggas lunch me, y'all just woke the beast up out of his sleep. I'm about to lurk through the streets and kill a couple of creeps.
Set it on your cats. Yeah. Prophetic MC, the most fly, three-piece rocking cat with visions of a billion-dollar pedigree.
slang sufferer. Metaphors is metaphysics. Air freshener, I spray you with the better lyrics. This is annual, the Lord's bill. Pay homage to the team, roll up in the spirit of King Emmanuel. Wild jungle, watch out, gorillas mean mugging with muscle. My team run through the scene, machine gunning. Chicago guard and go hard, swinging, busting your shit in. Right across your noggin with a crowbar. And it's unfair with Mr. Myers. We came to get you wired. I'm the last dragon spitting fire. Coast Western, toast to the most threatening. I put the spotlight on you like a procession. Infrared beam your team, let off a little steam. With a wolf pack, why would you ever intervene?
Michael Myers,
Michael
Myers, Michael Agent, spell danger.
Mike Myers, gold chain music, rock, send out the West Coast.
It's dangerous.
Michael Myers,
it's dangerous. Michael Agent, spell danger.
The D, the A, the N, the G, the E, the R.
Pay homage to the archangel. My metaphor is murder man and my bar strangle. Dangle you off the rooftop. You wanna be Tupac. You fishing with a pistol, now you got your two stop. My paragraphs is paranormal. My constituents are swarming. So don't act like you didn't warn you. You better call the corner. Mike Hill and the Gold Chain Gang. We healing California. And it's an everyday ritual. Especially when a ripper flow. Man, I bust just like a pistol blow. Mike killing agent, spell danger. They call me Pinhead man, cause I'm a hellraiser. Yeah, you small fries is too little. Man, we veterans, you just a veterinarian like Dr. Doolittle. And you know it's a massacre when I get together with my brother. All started in Africa.
Michael, 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 Michael Myers.
Mike killing agent, spell danger.
Mike Myers.
Gold chain music, rock, straight out the West Coast.
It's dangerous. It's dangerous.
Michael Myers.
Mike killing agent, spell danger.
The D, the A, the N, the G, the E, the R.
From Dolphin Park to St. Dien, I bring out the faking man. You can't wait, I make you a patient then. Why you hating in? I be making in. Yo, them beasts, man, I break them in. I do what it takes to win. Some stay mad cause I got my own lane. I'm a one man army, I am my own gang. It ain't no thing to make a phone call to have the homies come through and send your crew to the boneyard. Like you knocking on dominoes. I put that on my mama though. I murder beats with the homicidal flow. I'm a gold berserk, I write works of art. What the smirk's about, you know that I murky marks. You know the turf is C-A-R, son. You don't want some, then you don't start none. Rip you apart, son, I knew from the scrimmage I'm supposed to diminish every one of you. I'm with the finish.
Michael, Michael, Michael Myers.
Mike killing agent, spell danger.
Mike Myers.
Gold chain music, rock, send out the West Coast.
It's dangerous. It's dangerous.
Michael Myers.
Mike killing agent, spell danger.
The D, the A, the N, the G, the E, the R.
Danger.
He would have never been killed. Never be a grand jury sorting evidence till a prosecutor's sway of mind's busy pressing his will upon the biased minds of racists who remember that deal. Back when plantation owners gave fake ownership to white folks. Human nature's ugliness got balance on that tightrope. Set up a system for instilling the hate. The consequences of a hatred we still feeling today. That little bit of privilege given set us up for preconditioned notions of humanity that only cold insanity could ever seek to justify. A sick and deep disgusting lie that keeps us all from seeing what would happen if we undermine the fucking system that we live in, pushing us in subdivisions, keeping all directions pointed inward, not at those appointed, at those who exploit us. How much longer can they avoid it? All of us gotta love, and all of us gotta plead. It isn't what's up above, that mirror, what do you see? All of us wanna live, and all of us wanna breathe. All of us wanna grow. So where the fuck do we go? I hope your fire burns bright enough. Fire burns bright enough. I hope those hands can reach high enough. Hands can reach high enough. Cops killing children, murderers making millions. How dare us feeling that Darren Wilson's a villain. They made a villain of Michael Brown and he died for it. Wilson killed an unarmed kid and he wasn't tried for it. I gotta ask, what if it happened to you? What if that was your son? Would you imagine
about it is white people see a black mother crying. And it doesn't make them think about their kids or people wanting lives to be allowed to live. America just told black people that their lives amount to shit. And I'm sick of hearing people trying to justify it. Shut your fucking mouth, the cops and prosecute are lying. This system was designed for drawing lines. Black and white cops and robbers, rich and poor. You can't see it, then you're blind. Being silent is complicit. Violence is a sickness. Put yourself in someone else's fucking shoes just for
all
a minute.
All of us gotta love and all of us gotta bleed. It isn't what's up above that mirror, what do you see? All of us wanna live and all of us wanna breathe. All of us wanna grow. So where the fuck do we go? I hope your fire burns bright enough. Fire burns bright enough. I hope those hands can reach high enough. Hands can reach high enough.
You are listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com. So, I'm going to step out of the way. Well, first, I'm going to go up first because we want to find out what everybody's burning on. So, I'm going to go first because for those of you that follow at Microphone Masters on Instagram, probably saw a picture of my son housing me. I don't know if you saw Blaze Rock. But yesterday I played my son in Around the World. It was me and my two younger sons, my 8-year-old and my 13-year-old. So it's not that bad where my 8-year-old housed me. But my 13-year-old, my shot was off. I don't know if I needed to activate my glutes. I don't know what happened.
Yeah.
But beat me. So he
Waggy
beat me.
And I, you know what I'm saying?
I posted it up on Instagram and I said, okay, he beat me. And so we played another game and I thought it was a fluke. And he beat me again. And I said, man, I'm not having this. So I posted it up and he had that, and I told him to throw up the deuces. So for two in a row. And so next time I'm going to come in with that Kobe, that Black Mamba type of approach. And I'm just going to rip his heart out next time and have him cry. But until
hey,
that time comes, he beat me. What's up?
You can't win that game as a volume two.
Yeah. So that's what I'm burning on. That's what I'm burning on. So whoever want to go up next, start Saxon, what you burning on, man?
Hey, yo, man, it's wild out here in Cali, dude. Like, first of all, winter is over. It's like 85 fucking degrees. But what I'm really burning on, my man Bruce Jenner, dude. This nigga done fucked up.
Don't do it.
Like Menace Society.
Don't do it.
Big time SUV out here on Pacific Coast Highway. He was smoking a cigarette, testing, doing his nails. I don't know what the fuck is going on. But he runs into a car that stops on Pacific Coast Highway. Just imagine that shit is like a freeway. Anyway, he runs into this parked car, an old school Lexus. He hits that shit so hard, he shoots it into oncoming traffic, and the driver gets killed because they get T-boned by an oncoming full speed 60 mile an hour HD mom. Alright, so here's my deal. He quote kills somebody. Maybe he gets vehicular manslaughter, maybe he buys the way out of it. But this is what I want to know. These are the pivotal questions here that I'm burning on. As we all know, Bruce Jenner is in the middle of a sex change process, or Kim Kardashian calls a transition. He's getting his nails did. He's got long hair. He's taking the estrogen. The nigga already got his fucking lining shaved down. And I guess he might get his dick chopped off at some point in the process.
Ouch.
If he goes to jail, the good old L.A. County, for vehicular manslaughter, am I on the hook with my tax dollars to pay for this motherfucker's estrogen?
Yes, you are.
Does he revert back to a man because he doesn't have the pill to have? He doesn't have the pill. Will he revert back to a man? And then the other question I got is, if you're, like, thinking about becoming a woman and you were born a man, and you get sent to jail for vehicular manslaughter, let's say they give you, like, 4 to 5 years, right?
Yeah.
You got nothing but time to think. At that point, you think the decision you made to shave your larynx at that point is a bad decision? Because you've seen people in the male wing, the tranny wing, the gay wing, the HIV wing.
Yeah.
And at that point, you realize you can't go back, right?
Right.
So my what I'm bringing on to do is Bruce. Hey, man, this is going to be one hell of a season coming up with the Keeping Up with the Kardashians. I got to see how this shit plays out. And to conclude, with the Grammy party going on tonight, you know what the number one question is right now in the after party?
What's that?
Hey, yo, Kanye, how do you feel about your tranny manslaughtering father-in-law?
father slash mother-in-law.
that's
weird. Like, because you'd be like, yo, how you feel about your in-laws, bro? Well, my mother, you know what? I'm going to have to answer you next week. Like, I mean, I'm going to piggyback that though, because on some real, during his current transition, he really looks a lot like Julianne Moore. It kind of creeps me out because I love her in the sequel for the sequel to Silence of the Lambs.
Right.
I really, really, really love her in it, and but it's creepy because now when I see him, I see her. When I see her, I think to him, and I'm just like, you know what? This is all wrong. This is all to the bad. It's all bad. So now that I've piggybacked on my man, because I thought that was hilarious, and I don't know what to do with myself. You know, the one thing I could say that I'm burning on really goes back to what we were just talking about, and it's how we are just saying sources. We're not actually, we're so in need for now, fast, for everything, that we're just saying sources for news stories. We're just making up and passing stuff around on Facebook, whether it's true or not. We're most people are just unwilling to actually verify that some of these things that are going on around us really exist, or what's really happening. And it's that sort of indifference and lack of attention that just makes it so difficult for me to really be interested in politics whatsoever. I was reading an article on Slate, and it talks about how Benjamin Netanyahu, the prime minister from Israel, was disillusioned into believing that it was a bipartisan decision for him to speak before Congress. And in my mind, I thought about how fucking meaningless that really is, and how I really couldn't find a way to convince myself to give a shit. Because honestly, some rich guy from another country coming to speak in front of a bunch of other rich guys who don't give a shit about their country either really isn't that interesting to me, nor is it really that important to me anymore. Because ultimately, we've got millions upon millions upon billions upon trillions of dollars to contribute to everyone else and everything else, but yet, every year, the funding for state universities gets hacked and slashed. The funding for K-12 education gets hacked and slashed. The money for healthcare gets hacked and slashed. Sports, recreation for adults, children throughout states, not just Arizona, across the country. Those things get slashed left and right. And yet, we are all so focused on whether or not this was a bipartisan decision for the Christians. To finalize that even more so. When I heard President Obama's speech at the National Prayer Breakfast, and I was on the internet, and unfortunately the internet can be a gift and curse when it comes to reading things, because people's opinions are definitely like assholes, and most of them do stink and are full of shit. But I saw so many people who were absolutely enraged that this quote-unquote man, as they put it, with their drippings of sarcasm and irony, that this man had the nerve to accuse Christians of doing the same thing that Muslims did, and that it was Christians that used the name of God to justify slavery and other racial separatist acts. And so to watch all these people who consider themselves educated, who in turn, in a lot of cases, are people who are of some level of influence, some level of power, be it in an employment setting or in a political setting, to watch these people have these types of opinions and be able to spew them with reckless abandon and really not even care to make sure that what they're saying is backed up by actual material, backed up by actual research. It's disconcerting, because we all pretend that voting makes such a big difference. We all pretend that politics is such an important thing to pay attention to, but those politics aren't paying attention.
As I always say, true words have never been spoken. It's amazing what... Just because somebody holds a political position in office doesn't necessarily mean that they have your best interest at heart. It doesn't necessarily mean that they're a good person, especially. And so it's sometimes it's when you grow up and you hear and you want to have this, you have these ideals and you have this idealistic approach to things. And then as you grow up and you find that a lot of those things are just not true. And that's unfortunate. So
So, you know, on behalf of the one and only Blaze Rock, on behalf of the incomparable Star Saxon, Rich Nix, what's up to you? I am Jay Love. We're going to send you out of here with Pusha T. It's called Let Me Love You. And this is another one that my man Star Saxon sent. So we're going to send you out with that. So make sure you hit us up, mm@dubcnn.com. Make dubcnn.com your homepage. And until next time, we're going to check you out. This has been Microphone Masters Radio Show on dubcnn.com. You can.
You got that sex in the morning. You got that thing to make a girl feel high. Oh, boy, you got me lonely. Just say the words, I'll do anything you want. Boy, let me love you.
I know that you think I'm the one, but who doesn't? Comes with the territory when you buzzing. A ball player saw you a dream, ain't do nothing. Couple rappers under your belt, but who's judging? I ain't tryna guide you hand on Bible, but Instagram pics show more than side views. $30 new cat suits is not cute, and 50 comments on ass is not fluke. So no cuffing, no buns in the oven. If my girl called your phone, she just bluffing. As long as you and I both know, we just fucking. If anybody else do ask, we just nothing.
Boy, you got that sex in the morning. You got that thing to make a girl feel high. Oh, I see, boy, you got me lonely. Just say the words, I'll do anything you want. Boy, let me love you.
Hey, mama, come fuck with the shatta, with the Givenchy tapa, shoe Balenciaga. If you act right, I can match you up proper. If it's about a dollar thing, big like Papa. Introduce your exes to my chopper. Don't listen to your best friend, she don't matter. You know she wanna be you in that vehicle, riding a see-through V1, V2, Chanel or Celine, however I see you. Christians or Chloe's, damn, them C's too. You know I play fair, I'm daddy daycare. I know it ain't cheap for you to lay here.
Boy, you got that sex in the morning. You got that thing to make a girl feel high. Oh, I see, boy, you got me lonely. Just say the words, I'll do anything you want. Boy, let me love you.
Let's get past the nonsense and be honest. All the ones I sponsor clear my conscience. Can't commit the crime without accomplice. We both to blame, let's push the shame behind us. On the DL, pushing my brother CL. Meet you at the spot, you had 10 on the TL. It's only right you shake them phony types and embrace the kid like my bracelets did. I'm from the era where the money come fast. Blow it all cause the money don't last. While I'm broke, niggas looking puppy dog sad. She in that new purse saying, honey, don't ask.
Boy, you got that sex in the morning. You got that thing to make a girl feel high. Oh, I see, boy, you got me lonely. Just say the words, I'll do anything you want. Boy, let me love you. Boy, let me love you. Boy, let me love you.